21. Crow knew he should have gone back to check the kid's house the day before. That was just sloppy. If he had, maybe he could have gotten there before Molly and before Barone's guys. Because if they hadn't been Barone's guys, then whose were they? Unless, of course, Billy Singer, who had hired him, had brought in muscle that he hadn't told Crow about. Billy was Vegas, after all, through and through. Maybe Billy Singer, who was who he was simply hedging his bets. Crow was no longer sure why he'd taken this job. He didn't need the money. Unless he got stupid or careless or both, he wasn't going to need money ever again because of what he'd scored off the Jimmy Macklin job. But then he'd come back the first time after the statute of limitations, 10 years, had run out on the stolen money. Then he'd come back again looking for a missing kid, liking the idea of being a tracker again, and because he needed some action. He'd ended up finding the kid, Amber Francisco. And as much of a pain in the ass as she was, he couldn't bring himself to take her back to her father, who in the end only got what he deserved, not the kid. Now he'd gone to work for Billy Singer. He'd done some work for him a long time ago, when Crow still needed money, even though he didn't have much use for the man. But then Crow had ended up in Vegas a few months ago, shacking up with a dealer he knew from the old days named Bonnie. Or Bunny. Bored again. He didn't care much more for Vegas than he did Billy Singer. But Bonnie, or Bunny, was working a blackjack table at the house. Crow had run into Billy there one night. Or maybe Billy had seen him on the monitors and run into him. Now, here he was. "Go to paradise," Billy said. "Find out who can be bought and who can't, who needs to be persuaded." That's the word Billy used, persuaded, to come around to Billy's side on this land deal. Make this easy, just so it doesn't get hard. With a handshake on Crow getting a piece of the deal when it went through. "We go back, Crow," Billy said. "The reason we don't have to write things down is because I know how this goes if I try to screw you on the back end." Just like that, Crow was on his way back to paradise. But was he doing it because he was betting on the come, or because he wanted to see Molly Crane again? He'd been watching her for a few days before he showed himself to her that night at the throw. She didn't know he was watching her. No one ever saw Crow if he didn't want them to. He finally wanted her to see him that night, even if he knew it would land him in Stone's office. Crow didn't care. It would get him into the room with her, even though Stone would be there too. Crow had never felt this way about a woman in his life, even after just one night with her. One night in paradise. Thinking of it that way should have been funny or dumbassed, only it wasn't. For now, he sat in his rented car down the street from Cato Harris' house on Stiles Island, having bluffed his way past the guy at the gate, wondering how he wanted to play it with her. Thinking that maybe she knew more than she said she knew that night before Stone found the body. She'd told him that night that she thought her estranged husband, she called him that every time, stepping on estranged pretty hard, had grown increasingly skeptical that the land deal, even with the money involved, was the best thing for the town. Something about her, though, he liked. Maybe because she was smart, the way Molly was smart. "It's as if Neil can't see beyond the town line anymore," Kate told Crow that night he went to her house. "Or past the paradise in which he grew up." Then he ended in the middle of all this, and in a lot more pain than he lets on.
"Was it the land deal causing it?" Crow had said.
She'd given him a long look and finally said, "Ask him when you catch up with him." Crow could tell sometimes when a woman wanted it. Not always. Any man who told you they always knew was full of shit. Did Kate O'Hara want something to happen that night? Did it really matter? Crow wouldn't be around long enough to find out. He thought Molly still wanted it, though. no matter how much she smart-mouthed him. He drank coffee out of his thermos and watched the house. Something had brought him here today, the way something told him that Kate O'Hara might have been holding back. Maybe if she came out of the house, he would follow her, give him something else to do. Molly. He couldn't keep her out of his head for long. He wanted to see her again, he knew that. He didn't like most women, even the ones he'd slept with. He'd always liked her, though, even before they'd ended up together. He liked Stone, too, even though he trusted Jesse Stone about as much as Stone trusted him. What a place. There were other cars parked on the street. He was between two of them. Nothing to see for the people walking the street, the mailman, people walking their dogs. Move along. He had been there about an hour when the black Jag pulled up in front of Kate O'Hara's house. Then Ed Barone got out and walked straight to her front door. When Kate O'Hara opened it, he went inside.